This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome David Ryan back to the studio. He is wearing a hat this time for race coordinator for Roll Back to the 70s. It's a 5K that benefits the Morgan Project coming up in January. David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Okay, so tell us about the Morgan Project first. What do they do?
The Morgan Project is a local organization. They're in their 14th year. And in a nutshell, what they do is they provide assistance to families who have a child with a disability. Some of the assistance that they provide includes, it could be gently used medical equipment, such as a wheelchair or a bath chair. They provide location of resources for families who need access to some kind of assistance for their child. They also have their new baby, which is called Morgan's Place. Morgan's Place opened up last year. And they, among other things, have a state-of-the-art sensorium in there, which allows a child who is not ordinarily able to control their own environment to do so within the sensorium and experience all the different things of light, sound, smell, touch, all that sort of thing in one space. So it's pretty neat.
Sounds very, very neat. So I'm not sure, but I would think that this is one of the first races of 2014. It happens on Saturday, January 11th, and it's going to be right here on campus.
The whole 5K is going to be right on campus. We're going to run around the perimeter of the campus as well as through the botanical gardens. We're going to have the start-finish located right out in front of your studio here on Crawford Green. So it's going to be a very nice setting, and we invite everybody to come out and join us and dress up in their best 70s garb and listen to some great 70s music and have a good time.
People should pre-register, preferably, but they can they register the morning of?
They can. They can register out here. We'll be out here at 6:30 to begin registration. The run will start at 8 o'clock, and pre-registration is open. It's open online. They can either go through our race management team at the Running Zone at therunningzone.com, or, of course, they can go to the Morgan Project's website at themorganproject.org and click on the special events tab, and the 5K will be listed under there.
Okay, and the Running Zone is managing your race, so they'll have packet pickup at the Running Zone?
Yes, packet pickup will be Friday, January 10th from 10 to 6:30, and, of course, the run will be Saturday, January 11th, starting at 8 o'clock here at Florida Tech.
Okay, and you're going to have the best music from the 70s. You're also going to have a contest for the grooviest 70 gear, and you're going to have a photo station?
We are. We're going to have a photographer out here who's going to be taking pictures of everybody in a photo booth setting. We'll have a nice 70s backdrop that everybody can pose in front of, and the individual pictures will be available. We'll have a contest and some nice 70s awards for the best 70s gear, as well as the medals for the top finishers and age groups.
Well, this sounds like a tremendous amount of fun, and all the proceeds go to benefit the Morgan Project, a very worthwhile organization in our community. So once again, we hope everyone will come out. The Morgan Project's Roll Back to the 70s 5K. It happens on Saturday, January 11th, starts at 8 a.m. It's right here on the Florida Tech campus on the Florida Tech Crawford Green, and you can see the studios when you come on campus. And let's give them the website where they can go to register one more time.
Great. Thanks, Terry. They can register at therunningzone.com under their events tab, or they can go to themorganproject.org and click on the special events tab there.
Okay. Well, David, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It was nice to see you again.